We are right now in the middle of the Mem Hei Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. We stopped at an exciting point. Boy, Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah asked the following question. If you remember last time we spoke about, we're still in the middle of the discussion of Shikcha, of what's considered something that's forgotten. Again, the rule is, if you have grain in your field, and you were harvesting it, and then you forgot something, you can't go back and collect it again, you leave it for the Aniyim. That's the case of Shikcha. So the question is asked as follows. Bar Yirmiyah. Safu Omrim Lesok Sadeyu Mahu. If you have some of your, again, some of your bundles, your bushels of grain that are Safu, means that, again, they're floating, not floating literally, but they're not on the ground directly. What's the din there? Do we consider that also Shikcha? I mean, if I forget, there's a piece of some grain that was on top of a desk in my yard, and I passed it already, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot, I'll go back for it or not. If I was on the ground, you definitely can't go back for it. If it was not on the ground, it's floating, meaning it's not on the ground. It's not on the ground. What's the din? Avir sadeh kesadedami. On one hand, we say that the airspace in the sadeh, anything that's in the airspace, is part of that sadeh. Or, odil olav sadeh. Or we say, no, it's got to be on the ground in order to be considered shikcha. Where else we found the idea of airspace? Was that an airspace we added? In our, the klichar is very good. I think it's a person. I think it's an in-person thing. If you're going in person, you guys are much quicker. We're over Zoom, like you're like looking like I'm nuts.
It's pretty late last night.
All right. I was also tired. Okay, anyways. So do we look at things that are not on the ground proper, that are in your field, that you forgot about as shikcha, or has to be on the ground? So I'm later of Khan, other of Puppy, Ramla Rav Khan, other of Zid. Rav Khan has said to somebody, either a puppy or a Zid, Tishullah, Midi Rabbi Yavo, Amr Blazer, let's learn this din out from what Rabbi Blazer, the Amar. Talked about a case of safu in your friend's garden, your friend's yard. Again, earlier on we said that if you had some of your bushels, some of your grain that floated over, that was carried by gust of wind over to your friend's field, and it was safu over there, it was kind of hanging over there on top of your friend's garden, not on the ground, but on top of the garden. We said there it's not shikcha, it's not considered shikcha in that case. So what are we, let's make a deal about that case. Let's say, the chaveru in, by your friend's field, yes, meaning yes, we do not consider it shikcha by your friend's field, which would imply the silks are they low, but in your field, no, meaning we would consider it shikcha. It's a little backwards. In means yes, it's not shikcha in your friend's field. But if I now carry that over and we say, but that's your friend's field. If the same thing happened in your field, which means that you have grain, you have bushels that are not resting on the ground proper, but are safu in your property, then it's like it's on the ground, and therefore it's shikcha also. So let's make a diuk from that case. Gemara says, one second, if that's your diuk, according to your logic, then let's make a diuk in a different case, that's not going to be a true diuk. L'toks de chaveru, if it was in your friend's field, safu in. If it's floating in your friend's field, in, meaning, yes, it's not considered shikcha. Again, yes, it's not considered shikcha. That's a little confusing. But that means munachin, if it was mamish on your friend's field, not safu, but on your friend's field, then lo, then it would no, meaning it is considered shikcha. That doesn't make any sense at all. Va, l'tok se chaveru, de chaveru in, l'tok se deyun. But I skip it? Oh, sorry. Va, v'inim v'tzadcha, v'leka. Behold, you can't tell me if it's on my friend's field, meaning not floating, but on the mamash ground of my friend's field, that it would not be shikcha, that it would be shikcha, I'm sorry. It says you need tzadcha. It has to be in your field. It's not in your field. So again, one more time. We know for sure, the halacha was, that if a gust of wind blew over some of your crops to your friend's field area, and it's not resting on the ground, we said it's not considered shikcha. Why? Because it's not your field. Now, what do we say? Seemingly, if it's floating on, if it's like in his area, then it's not shikcha. But in your area, we say it would be shikcha. We say, one second, that's the case. Then make a diuk in a different direction. In his area, it's not shikcha. But on his ground, it would be shikcha. But that's not true. It requires to be your sada. So don't learn to you come out from this idea that in your friend's area, hovering over his ground, it's not shikcha. But other cases, it might be shikcha. That's not a fair diuk to make. Because that diuk, you make it to our sugya of floating in your ground, where you say it would be shikcha, you can make the same diuk. When it's mamish on the ground, his field, it would also be shikcha according to your diuk. But it's not true because the word sadcha in your field, that's not considered your field. It's a bad diuk to make. So we can't make a diuk out of that case, is the point. El tov stei chaveru, afil munachin. Rather, what does it mean when it goes to your friend's field? It means when it's in his airspace, or if it's on the actual ground also. If it's placed in the ground, in both those cases, it's not considered shikha. Well, then why discuss floating? Why does it come from safu? Why does it happen if it's like kind of like caught up in the area, but not on the actual ground? That you don't find it except for cases when it's safu, meaning usually what happens is if the wind blows it and it gets stuck. It gets caught in some other area and it gets trapped there, but it doesn't actually fall on the ground. That's the typical way that your friend's field will get your omrin, will get your grain. No one puts it there, it kind of blew there, and if it blows, it probably gets safu, it probably gets kind of caught up and doesn't land in the end. That's why it says, don't make any dyukim from safu. It means your friend's yard. So your friend's yard, there's oshikha. Your yard, there's oshikha. How about safu in your yard? That we still don't know. Tashma, let's try to learn from this case then. Omer sheichzik bo alichu liir. V'nichu agav echavero v'shachachum. You collected, you gathered your grain, and you didn't forget it. You actually put it, picked it up. You made a bundle out of it. You're holding it to bring it back to the city from the farm, from the field. And you put it on top of another piece of grain, another bundle of grain. And then you forgot both of them over there. What happens in that case? Atachton shechacha. The bottom bundle is considered shikha. You have to leave it there. Ha'elyon in shikha. The top bundle, though, is not called shikha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Shimon, Shneim in shikha. Neither one is shikha. Now, they agree about the bottom one. Hatachton, sorry, they argue about the bottom one. They agree about the top one. Hatachton, Mipnei Shu Tamun. The tachton is considered not shikha. Why? Because it's considered tamun, it's considered hidden. We mentioned beforehand that Yehuda said before that tamun, something is hidden in the field, it's not shikha, you couldn't notice it. And therefore the bottom one that you couldn't notice, it's not shikha because you can't see it, it's hidden. The elyon they shoot saf. The top is not shikha, why? Because it's floating, because it's not on the ground proper. So what do you see over here? We see over here, adkan lo pligi ela b'tachton, they argue with the tachton. Whether tamun or not is a problem. About the elyon, regarding the top bundle, everyone agrees it's not shikha. Now, why is not shikha, we assume? Because it's like safu. Meaning that if it doesn't properly land in the ground, it's not shikha. So right now we're assuming that everyone agrees if you have two bundles, one on top, one on the bottom, the top one is not shikha. And the reason why we're going to assume right now, because the top one never touched the actual ground. It's like a case of safu in your own yard. And now we're going to conclude based upon that idea that if it's safu in your own yard, then it's not considered shikha. It's got to be on the ground proper to be shikha. That's Gemara's assumption we're doing right now. Whereas it's not so fast. Shani Husband, it's different over there. Kevan to Achzik Bey, Zacha Bey. Since you picked it up already to start bringing it back home to your house from the field, now it becomes it's yours, Zacha Bey. What is shikha considered? Who is shikha considered? We said Lekha, Pei, and Shikha are considered whose crops in the end? The ani, a poor person, right? Here, I made a kidding on it. Right? I already picked it up and I started going with it. I made it mine. It doesn't become the ani if I forget about it afterwards. It's not because it's floating off the ground that's considered mine, not shukha. It's because I picked it up and I made a football move already. I made a football move. I twisted, I turned, I started going. My football moving, it's a catch. It's mine right now. If I put it down, it doesn't become a shukha afterwards. That's the reason why. It's not because it's soft. Because I made a football move with it. Says Gemara. If that's the case, then why did you say the scenario was that you put on top of another bundle? So you put it on the ground. It's still considered mine. It's a bigger kiddush. Even on the ground, it's still considered mine. Not the onis, because I already made a football move with it. I already started bringing it home. Gemara says, you're right. It's true. It is a din. So why do we say on top of your friend? The reason why we said you put it on the other one, on the other bundle, because you want to show the discussion about the bottom one, what it's considered. Really, you're right. I couldn't say the top one was put on the ground. I decided to take it home with me and I put it on the ground. It's not shikha. I want to take it home with me. But I brought down putting it on top of the other bundle because I want to show you that the other bundle is machlokas. What happens to that status? Is it considered like tamun and therefore not shikha? Or we don't look at that way? Or we don't even care about tamun. As we said before, machlokas regarding tamun, the chum say tamun and shikha is still considered shikha. So whichever one it is in the end, we brought down the case of putting it on top of its fellow bundle for the sake of the bottom one. But for regarding the top one, you're right. I could have put it on the ground and be the same halacha. Once you make a football move, once you decide to bring it home, that's considered no longer the anim. It's not considered yours. Gemara says, very nice. We have one major problem. The Gemara, the Brisa, when it quoted this din, it said the top one is not shikha because it's like a tzaf. because it's Saf. Do you want to tell me a nice idea, a cute idea? No, the reason why it's not Shikha is because you decided to make a kinyan already and you already picked it up and brought it with you. Very nice. That's not what the Braisa said. Braisa, why is it not Shikha? Because it's off the ground. That's why it's not Shikha. So you can't ignore that. It's what the Braisa says. Where it says, Imre b'nei shu kitzaf. It shouldn't say that it's Saf. Say that it's like Saf. What does it mean it's like Saf? It's like it didn't touch the ground in the end. Once I make a move and I pick it up to bring home with me, it's now like Saf, and it's not considered Shikha when it's put on the ground. That's what it meant to say. But it's not really saying that's what the din of Saf is. It's not really meaning to say that din. It's saying it's like Saf. It's not touching the ground right now. It's off the ground. It's like it's in my hand still. It's in my hand. I can never put it down. That's what Saf means. Not what the din of Saf would be. We don't know what the din of Saf would be in the end. But we're saying like Saf never hit the ground. We look over here that when I put it down, but I first started taking it home with me, it's like I still have it in my hand. It's like I never dropped it at all. And that's why we say it's not Shikha. Okay. We have not answered this question regarding how we look at a part of your grain in your ground that's hovering and not actually touching the ground. If it's shikha or not, we have not answered that question, nor are we going to right now either. Amar Abai, Abai said the following din. Harini ki ben azeh b'shuki Tveria. This is a very funny line. He says, I feel like I'm ben azeh right now in the markets of Tveria, meaning I'm feeling it. Ask me any question you want. That's what it means. I buy some here. I feel like I'm ben azeh in Shuke Tveria. I have clarity.
Is there background to that?
The background is that apparently ben azeh. Oh, okay, that was a pause recording. Pause. Anyone's listening to homework, we're okay. Baruch Hashem. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara brings down. Oh, ben azeh. You should have to ben azeh. Shuket Tveria. So look over here. Look at Rashi. Rashi's over here. He says Rashi's in the Tosos part of the page because there's no Tosos at this point in time. He says Yom Echad Hayadait Tzlula. One day Ben Azeh was like so clear that he said Harani Kikan Bedisa Muchan Lashiv Davar L'Shoel Omikul Charifus. I feel right now. He says Abayi says about Ben Azeh. He says about himself first. He says I feel so clear and so like aware. And put Medisa, I think I can answer any question that's asked with depth, like Ben Azai, who was known to Darshan in the Shuke, the markets of Tveria, with such depth. I feel like that right now. Got a hot hand? You know, feed the hot hand. Ask me a question. Interesting, right? Interesting. That's a fun little fact. Maybe you're learning with the Harusa, you're like, Ben Azai, Shuke Tveria. You're like, what are you talking about? Like, okay. This didn't? It's quoted twice? Okay, good, very good. And Erichin also said over here. Also Erichin and Evan Land. No, also Erevin and Erichin both. Thank you, Dush. Okay. Says the Gemara, I'm related with your button. It's one of the buttons in the body. You know what? I got one for you. You want tests? Here's my test. It's like what we do with our own shirt. I'll give you a test. Here's the case. Shnei Chalalim, Zel Gabzeh, Mechan Hu Modid. You have two dead bodies. You walk out, you find two bodies in the forest. One on top of the other one. Which one do you measure from? On one hand, min b'mino have tamun, min b'mino have tzaf. I wonder if we can look at min b'mino means if you have two things on top of each other, it's called min b'mino. It's the same thing on itself. So maybe you'll say min b'mino, it's still called tamun. The bottom one is not can't be seen, so it's called tamun still. But it's not called tzaf. It's not called falling off. It's on the ground. Why? Because again, if I'm lying on the ground like this, so my body's on the ground. My face is also on the ground. I'm not touching the ground, but it's on my body. So body to body is like one big body. The bottom part you can't see, so it's tamun. The top one is like it's touching the ground. And therefore, umi el yon modid, you would measure from the top one, because it's not considered saf. Again, because we know when it comes to egla rufa, saf is, saf is not considered egla rufa, you need rufa for it. So it's not saf. We said also tamun, you need egla rufa for it. So it is tamun, so you measure the top one. Oh, diller baby, mimimino having saf, mimimino lo havi tamun. Maybe you'll say the opposite. Mimimino is considered saf, even though it's off, it's touching something else, it's touching its own type of thing, it's another hurt person, but it's considered off the ground, but it's not considered hidden. It's not considered covered, because the same thing covering, it's like me right now. I can't cover my own head and make a bracha like that. You can cover my head, I can cover my own hand, nimbamino. And therefore, I can't cover my own hand to make a bracha like that, it's a lacha, but I'm passing that way. But if you put your hand on my head, I can make a bracha with your hand on my head. But my hand is nimbamino, and therefore, human to human, is nimbamino regarding the rules of tamun, therefore it's not tamun. But it is saf from the tachlon mode. Therefore, you should measure from the bottom one. Oh, Dilma, another option. Even with Mimino, it's still considered Tamun, the bottom one, and it's still considered Saf, the top one. And therefore, Lomi Taftun Modi, Lomi Taylin Modi. You wouldn't measure either one of them. Rashi here points out, you could also have the fourth way, which is it's both. It's neither Tamun nor is it, neither Tamun nor is it Saf. You measure in both of them. But the point is that every option in the book, how do you view two bodies of each other regarding Tamun, regarding Saf, Mimino? Yeah.
How did Rashi
speak? Harder word? Both, you measure both of them. Because even though we don't call it hidden when it's covered from the same thing as itself, right? And if it's floating from itself, it's not called two bodies. But itself means man and man, meaning flesh and flesh. Flesh doesn't cover flesh. It's not considered, either it's considered hidden, not considered hidden, but or it's floating, not floating. It's, since it's flesh to flesh, you can look at it any way you want to look at it. So I'm relay. So again, Abai's feeling it. Feed the hot hand, he says. Tanisua, I got the answer for you. I told you could ask me any question you wanted to. It says, Omer Shehirzik Bolo Licho Leir, Nicho Gabi Chavero, the Shachu, Atachu Shukha, the Ayun and Shukha. So here he's saying, you can learn from this following Brisa. We can learn that Machlokes, at least one of them we can learn out regarding this kid. Rashi puts out here, one part of Machlokes you're asking regarding Tamun, we can learn out. What's the name of Tamun? So he says, look over here in the case. If you had Omer that you picked up to bring home, and then you put it down on top of his friend, and you forgot it there. So the tachton is shikha. The bottom one is shikha, top one's not. Neither one is shikha. So in both cases, the bottom one we said is shikha in the second case, and the first case we said, the first opinion, the Tanakhama says the tachton is shikha. So here's said to be here by the following. He says, Savrua, right now the Rabbanan who asked this question, they assumed Dani Taik Rabbi Yehuda Sfirulim, that everyone holding Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda again held that if it's Tamun, then it's considered not shikha. And everyone holding Rabbi Yehuda. But they argue about how you view min b'mino. That would be Sadeh Pratla Tamun. Besadeh means if it's not Tamun, if it's Tamun, then it's not considered shikha. My love of Mifli is not the argument of the following case. The Mar Sever Min B'mino Habi Tamun, Mar Sever Lo Habi Tamun. That's exactly our din. That really the din would be is that do we view Min B'mino as Tamun? That question you're asking me. Well, here's the answer. It's a machlokas. Tanakhama calls, he says it is not Tamun. Min B'mino is not Tamun. That's why the Tachton is shikha according to Tanakhama. And Shimon would say the bottom one is shikha. And he ever gives Rabbi Yehuda that shikha will be putter. In a sada, the tamun will be putter for shikha in the case of a sada. And over here we have a machlokas because how do you give min b'mino? So the question you ask for two dead bodies is actually machlokas regarding shikha by min b'mino, the bottom bundle. So that's our case over here. So you know, so that's how I understand this machlokas you asked me. Says the Gemara, is it not what they're arguing about? Which is low. That's not the argument. Even the older Rabbi Yehuda, which means that Tamun, in the end of the day, is considered a patur. And everyone agrees, Mimbimino is Tamun. What they argue about is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Kvifugi. Rabbanan Kirabanan, the Tanakhama like the Rabbanan, who says that really we don't hold by Tamun. And therefore, Min B'mino might be Tamun, but Tamun's not a problem. Shem Yehuda would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Let's take a step back and see what we read outside, because it's a little bit confusing. One more time. Says the Gemara the following thing. A body is asked. Do we look at two bodies on top of each other? Like it's really on the ground, or like it's Tamun. How do we view it? So he's over here, listen, I don't know about the whole Saf thing, but I can't tell you about Tamun. I assume over here that what you're asking me is really Machlokas. The Machlokas, how you view Min B'mino. Because really, he assumes. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Tamun would be a non-problem for Egel Rufa. You mean you want Egel Rufa if it's Tamun? You wouldn't do it. Sorry. I'll go back. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, not Egel Rufa, but regarding Shikha. Everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Tamun Shikha is not considered Shikha, and you can pick it up and take it to your home afterwards. Everyone agrees with that. And they argue over here in our sugya about how you view Mimbamino, is it someone or not? Tanakama would hold it's not someone, and therefore the bottom thing is shikha. And Rabbi Shimon would say it Mimbamino is someone, and the bottom one is not shikha because it is someone. So therefore, the answer to your question is machlokas. How you view it? These two opinions of Mimbamino is someone or not? We then said afterwards, maybe not. Maybe really, they actually argue within Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. That really, the Rabbanan, the Tanna Kamma, say that really the bottom one, Tumlin doesn't matter. Even if it's Tumlin, it's still Shaykh the rule of Shikha. So I have no idea if Mimbamino is Tumlin or not. It wouldn't matter if it is or isn't. Even if Mimbamino, it still would be considered a Chayav. Even Shikha is still considered a Chayav. So therefore, this is not a good example anymore. I don't know how they view it. Because I don't care if it's Shikha or not, because even Shikha things would be Chayav. Even Tumlin things would be Chayav for a Shikha. I feel like I'm not being so clear right now. I'm going to say it one more time. Maybe mark the board a little bit. Here's the rule. Here's what we want to know. We have two questions we're asking. Mimbamino. If you have two things that are on top of each other, is that considered Saf? Is that considered Tumlin or not? That's the question that we have. We don't know. And the Abaye was feeling it, so he said, ask me the question one. He says, here's the answer to it. This case over here, all referred to as over here, about Egla Arufa. That's the case right now we have. Egla Arufa. And we know the rule is that both Tumlin and Saf are not Shaykh to Egla Arufa. Whereas over here, it's Abaye over here, you know what? Like what happened to the case of Shikha. Now, my focus in the Gemara we had regarding Shikha, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that Tumlin is still Shikha. Even if it's under something else, it's still Shikha. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumlin is not Shikha. Says over here, there's a law that says if you have two, you have bundle on top of bundle, which we call Mimbamino, right? Thing on top of its own type of thing. Mimbamino. What's it? Lachlan, we said? Machlokas. Machlokas, whether the bottom is Shikha. We say, you know what? Everyone agrees with this din, is what the Gemara first assumes. That Talmud is not Shikha. So what do they argue about? Mimbamino, Talmud or not? Oh, so the question you're asking me is machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Of course, over here, one second, why is this story about that? Maybe really, not everyone is Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe really, it's machlokas of how you view Tumlin. And therefore, machlokas is not because Mimbamino is a Tumlin or not Tumlin, machlokas. Rather, do I even care if it's Tumlin? Maybe Mimbamino really is Tumlin. We don't care if it's Tumlin. Maybe everyone agrees Mimbamino is Tumlin. We don't care if it's Tumlin at all. Because even Tumlin would be Shach to Shikha, and that's why it's in my focus at the bottom one. You can still say Shikha, even though it's Tumlin, it's been. Because Mimbamino is Tumlin, maybe. Maybe everyone agrees Mimbamino is really Tumlin. But the question is whether Tumlin is a problem or not Shikha. So therefore, we basically are left with saying we can't prove it's my focus. Maybe really everyone agrees. Second. Okay. Fine. Back in the Gemara. Yachi, if that's the case, my Ariel Gabi Chavero, people offer Ubatur Nami. Meaning, why would we do, if you want to say this, the focus over here really, in our case of Bundle Hub's Bundle, is a case of, we're arguing between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, then why would we make the case, why would we say there's a bundle on top of bundle? Why not say a bundle underground with like, you know, rocks covering it or something else covering it? I mean, I'd have to make it Mimbamino. I could have made it some other case to tell me whether, if I wanted to be the example of Tumlin, well, look up Tumlin, is it Shikha or not? Then make it a Tumlin that everyone agrees is clearly Tumlin, where it's a bundle with rocks on top of it or dirt on top of it. Again, Mimbamino is Machlokas Tumlin or not, we're not sure. Rocks or dirt on top of a bundle is definitely Tumlin. You want to say over here they're arguing about Rebuters or Bundle, then they give a case that would be so obviously Tumlin case. And then we can know, they're arguing about the whole Rebuter or Bundle. When you make it Mimbamino, you have multiple facets of how the Machlokas could be. Is it about the argument whether Tumlin is a problem Shikha or not? Is it about Mimbamino being Tumlin? We don't know what it is. Why are you making a confusing case if in reality you held that the whole discussion here was whether Tumlin is a Shikha or not? Then make that the case with an obvious Tumlin and not a not obvious Tumlin. Am I being unclear here? A little unclear? Should I go back a little bit? Go back a little bit. Let's talk it out. Okay. First of all, let's talk about what a bias is. That was cool in the first place, right? Bias says bring it. Any question you want, I feel like I'm Ben Azar right now. So they do. Two dead bodies on top of each other. Which one is the one you're covey the measurement from? Right? Could be any of four possibilities.
Why does it matter about the same distance? That's like a vertical.
So Rashi points out, good question. It was like this. It was like a little bit in either direction. And it might be a difference maker.
30 inches.
Inches. Difference maker. Okay. So he says, got it. It looks like I got one of them. I can't tell you about the whole top thing, but I can tell you about the common thing. Zimbamino Tumor or not, I can relate that to the machlokas we have by grains. Bundle on top of bundle is Zimbamino. This is a machlokas. So you know what that means? Machlokas. Do we view it as being Tumor or not? Meaning, is Zimbamino Tumor or not? I mean, everyone gives Rabbi Huda that if it's Tumor, it's not Shechra. The question is, do we Zimbamino Tumor or not? We then said back to them, why are you assuming that? Could it be their argument, not within Rabbi Huda, but within whether they hold Rabbi Huda at all? Be the machlokas. Maybe you really hold the Bino is Tamun, but it's still considered Shekha because Tamun and Shekha are so relevant to each other. Let's go disproof. He said, back one second. If the machlokas of bundle and bundle was not about Nibbamino, but rather whether Shekha and Tamun are applied, then why give me a confusing case? Give me the most natural case that does not have other variables attached to it when it's under the ground mamish. If you want to tell me the machlokas are having with these two people, Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama, is about do you view Shekha? Tamun is being a problem, Shekha or not, then don't give me a confusing case of Mimimino. Give me a case of the barrel, the bundle underground with dirt on top of it, with rocks on top of it. That's a better way to tell me the machlokas that they argue with in Rav Yehuda Rabbanan than telling me Mimimino case, which might be a whole different machlokas. We don't even know what it's talking about in that case. Understand? Because the Gemara, Yachi, my Ariel Gavi Chaver, I'll feel about for a even if it's on dirt or under rocks or under dirt, that'll be the same halacha. Why bring that Mimimino? Yeah, in Hakrami, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda, we want to show you how far Rabbi Yehuda actually goes. Rabbi Yehuda over here would hold, really, the argument Yehuda is a Rabbanan. But here you learn out two things. And Rabbi Yehuda even holds that Mimimino is considered someone. That's why he brought it down. You're right. I could have brought down the other opinion, tell you that that the rocks covering up something would be considered, you know, Shekha or not. But I already knew Rabbi Yehuda would say it's Shekha. And it's not Shekha because it's someone. But I didn't know what he would say in a case of a bundle on top of a bundle. So now I learned two things. That even Mimimino is considered Talmud according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why I brought it down in this way. Okay. Tanurban is a new thing. So if you have to lost a little bit right now, this is a new thing. Focus with me. Tanurban. Chalal, you find that body below Chanuk. It's got to be chalal. It's got to be like a sword wound, like a metal wound, not a strangulation, not a suffocation. Chalal below Mifar Fair. It's got to be dead. And not dying, fair is like last breaths. Die, you can't be dying, that is dead when you find it for Agarufa. Badama, you find Badama, low tum and bagal, not hidden under a pile of rubble. No fail, low tum and bagal, it's gotta be fallen, not hanging on a tree. But the devil, low tzaf, al gifnei amayim. That's what we saw all already as a Mishnah, not floating in the waters. That's Tanakama. Rilazar Omer, the kulan imhaya halal, orphan. He says, I don't agree with the last few. The first one, halal, I agree. It's got to be a wound. It's got to be a knife wound. But the rest of them, the kulan says Rashi, even if it's not quite yet dead, or floating, or hidden, or hanging, there, I still think it'd be Egla Rufa cases apply there. Still orphan in those cases. Tani Amr B'Yosi, Bar Yehuda, Amr Lo, the Rebbe Elazar. He said to Rebbe Elazar, are you sure about that then that you just said? Iyata modesh, yimhaya chanuk, umutal ba'ashba, shein orphan. Do you not agree with me that if it was chanuk, it was strangled, and it was thrown in the garbage, let's say, meaning it was clearly, it's Rashi explains that it was not saf on the water, it was not hidden, and it was not hanging on a tree. I mean, it's on things. You can see it clearly, and it's considered on the ground right now. You agree with me that you're not orphan. Why? Because it's not halal. Because it's not it wasn't killed through sword. It wasn't killed through a metal instrument. It wasn't a stabbing wound. So that's the case, he says. Alma halal lo chanuk. Doesn't mean halal means literally it's got to be a stab wound and not a suffocation. So once you say it's literal, hachanami, ba'adama. So that everything's literal. Ba'adama, lo tamun begal. Nufil, Lotoyo Ilan. Basadeh, Lotzafa Pagamayim. Meaning, once you say halal means literally halal, then everything should be literal. It should be have to fall down and not hang in a tree. It's got to be on the ground and not hidden under the ground. It's got to be in the field and not floating in the water. Everything should be literal if you take halal literally. Let's just back. No, halal yisirik. It says the word halal a number of times. A lot of extra. There's extra. A lot of extra times halal in the psukim. And they're telling you, halal telling you that that's halal, halal, halal. It's got to be a stab wound like that. Can't. Everything else came up one time. So therefore, those could be not literal. But halal is literal because the Gemara pushes that point many, many times over. Okay. Back in the Gemara. These are a little short piece right now. Quick short piece to get to the next Mishnah. And the short Mishnah Gemara. We'll get to it a little further. It says the Gemara as follows. Nimsa samuch l'svar ol yir shiru b'goyim v'chul. There we said it's not a l'rufa. Why? It's said ki matzei prat l'matzoi. It's got to be something that happened, not something that's normally found. It's got to be a happening, something that happened that was a surprise, not something that's common. L'svar, the border of cities, that's like no man's land, things like this happen sometimes. Or in the yir shiru b'goyim, in a city where it's mostly non-Jews, these things are happening much more frequently than they do in Jewish cities. So it's got to be something where it's unusual to have this happen where it did, that we call the whole Eged Rufa procession out. All the Yerushim, but basically, every city has no basin in it. The Ba'ina, Zikna Ir, the Lekba. If there's no basin, then you need Zikna Ir, the Elder City. There is no Elder City, there's no basin. So therefore, that's why it doesn't fit the Pasuk, the Eged Rufa in that case. We said over here, Eimud and Elir, that has the basin, we said. Pshita, we said it's obvious. Came with the tongue, the Yerushim, Eimud, basin. When you see, you don't go to an ear that has a basin. On Yadana, the Emo, the El, the Yershiva basin. That's the other side of it. You don't go where there's no basin. You only go where there's a basin. So why in the world am I telling you both sides of the coin? Right? If you don't go to, you don't do Egerufa by a city with no basin, it means you only do where there is a basin. Why you have to tell it to me another way, the positive versus the negative? Or says, no, I'll tell you why. HaKabash Shulan, he the time of the Brisa, this teacher like the Brisa, Minayin Shim Nimsav, Samachal Ir, Shema Basin, Shemanich Mosa, Mojadin, the Ir, Shema Basin. If you found a dead body very close to a city, where there was no basin, and very far from a city where there was a basin, how do you know that you actually measure it to the city that there is a basin? You measure that, even though it's much, much further away, you measure from that city. You don't just not measure it at all, you measure from that city. Malomar, lakhu zikne ir hahi. That the zikne ir of that city, meaning wherever there's a kingdom, they measure it. Mikom lakhum, anywhere they are. So if I have two cities, and it's a kilometer out of one city that has no basin, and it's 25 kilometers out of another city that has a basin, then the one that has no basin, we ignore it. We measure it from the one that has a basin. That's the closest one. And instead of saying over here, well, this one is the closest one, but there's no basin there, so we're not going to do it. No, we do it to the one that's closer. That's close. That's far. But it has a basin. We choose that one to do it. Okay. Good. Next Mishnah. Nimsa b'chuban bein shnei ayaros. What if you find mamish exactly to the inch, to the centimeter? It's equidistant from two cities. What do you do? Shnei mivio shnei agalos. Both cities bring their own egla and do egla rufa. They're very lesser. That's one answer. One opinion in the Mishnah. One did. The ain Yerushalayim via egla rufa. And Yerushalayim, if you ever find Yerushalayim is a close city, they don't not bring egla rufa in Yerushalayim. They don't do it. We'll see why later on. New case. Nimsa rosho b'makum echa b'gup makum acher. What's that? I never heard that. I don't know what that is. But you'll see in a minute why. Yerushalayim, you did, but not for that reason. Interesting case that Gemara brings down. What did you find? Rosho b'makom echa b'guf b'makom acher. You found that the body was decapitated. First of all, it's decapitated. His head is one place, his body is another place. What do you do? Molichin rosh etzel guf. You bring the head to the body. Different rabbi, you know, that's the answer. Bekiva omer aguf etzel rosh. You bring the body to the head. Okay. Mei ha'yibodid. How did they measure? From where did they measure? We lezer omer mitiburo, from stomach. And then we have before the navel, stomach. Bekiva omer mechotno, from the nose. We lezer ben Yaakov omer mimakom shenasa halal. It's Avaro, the place where the person became a dead body, which we assume is from the neck. The person usually stabs someone, cuts your head off, let's say, Sayef is on the neck. That's where you measure from. Those few inches here or there, the biggest difference as to which one is closer to the city, closer to the city. Okay, let's discuss these companies. My time, yeah. Nechotimo, yeah, Chotim is a nose, exactly. My time is Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that the two cities both give the evidence if you can't decide which one's closer? You must hold Kasavar Eshwat Samson. He holds that you can be exact. You can be exacting, and it's not like a guesstimate. It's mamish, they both equidistant. We're not saying, we're not sure which one it is. We're saying, no, they're both the same distance away. And therefore, it says Rashi here, if you weren't sure, they should ship it together. They should buy one if you weren't sure. And they should say, whichever one is us, that person gives the other half to the other guy, and it's his. We say both of you bring. It only makes sense if you assume you could be exacting in the measurements. And we also learn the Krova, a few of the Krovos. When it said which cities Krova, it should even be read as Krova, which cities, multiple plural cities, are closer. And therefore, it could even be two cities that do it. Okay. That when I give you the land, that to inherit it, and someone dies there, etc. Because we learn, we hold, there's machlokas in the Gemara, a few different places, whether Yerushalayim is among the Shvatim. Some say it was, Binyamin and Yehuda split it up. Some say that no, Yerushalayim is every man's land. Everyone has a piece of Yerushalayim. No one tribe writes Yerushalayim. Therefore, if no one tribe has it, it's not called Rishta. And therefore, you would not have the Rufa. It's not considered Rishta. Only the land that's Rishta, that's inheritance for you, a particular tribe, would you have the Rufa for. Mitzvah Rosh of Makom. My point, what are they arguing about? You arguing about measuring. You know, you bring the head to the body, body to head, where do you measure from? It can't be. Amidiktani Seifa. May I, how you mode in? When you say the very end of the Mishnah, after this piece, where do you measure from? That implies that the ratio for the first case we have in the Mishnah is not talking about measuring. Bringing the head to the body, we weren't even measuring yet. So what do you bring the head? What's up with the whole head to body, body to head piece? It's not about the measuring part. We said measuring wise, we haven't talked about that quite yet. We're talking about it later on. So once again, why do I talk about the head, body, body, head? What's the difference? What are we talking about up here? This is the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. The Meis Mitzvah. They're arguing about the concept of Meis Mitzvah. He acquires a place that he dies. The rule is when a person dies in the middle of nowhere, where he dies, that body can be buried in that place. That's his place right now. It's his land. The Meis Mitzvah is Kana Makomo. Bachka Amar. This is what it means that the discussion mission is. Lekovro, Kana Makomo. Regarding burying him, the body acquires that place to be buried in. And if you find the body and the head in places, which place is Kobe the Makam that he gets to be buried? So there we say, Malikhan Arosh Eitzel Gupta Rivi. There are Kiva Omer, Kobe Eitzel Arosh. Which one is Kobe the Makam? Where the head is or where the body is? Michael, what are they arguing about? What's this Makam about? Why are they arguing? Mar Savar Gufe, Beduchle Nafil. Reche, Denadi, Venafil. I have to be graphic here, but one person holds that the body fell where it died. And the head fell and rolled. So where he died was where the body is. The head kind of like rolled afterwards somewhere else. So bring the head back to the body and bury there. That's one opinion. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva says, Reish Eichad did not feel enough. The head where it fell is where he died. Gufa, who derived Azil? The body, like a chicken without a head on, the body kept on running with nerves. And then wherever it ended up, that's where it ended up. But the head is where the actual death happened. That's about locus as to how it works. Like a chicken without a head on. Run on chicken head on. He's a big number of chickens. You cut their head off, they do run around. Their nerves run around. If you had it like lying, like standing up straight, you can knock it out. It would start to nerve. They'll move around and start running around with that head on. Like people say, yeah, run on chicken head on. It's from that phrase. That's about locus. Yeah, that's why we have this about locus. Not about how you measure, but about where the person actually died. Okay, a few more minutes and we'll stop. Where do you measure from? So the micro, what are they arguing about? Where you measure from? I mean, what's the root of their machlokas? Marsa, Ikra Chiyusa, Ba'afei. Marsa, Ikra Chiyusa, B'tikurei. One's the Ikra Chiyusa, the main life source is the nose. One's the main life source is the stomach, the belly. Lema Kihani Tanai. Let's suggest that machlokas is really machlokas we have in another sugya. Mehechana Havlad Notzar. How does the baby form? In Rosh Hashanah, it's like a head and then the body goes on to that afterwards. The Chedor Omer, as it says in the Pasuk, Mimei Imi Atad Gozi, that from the Mei, the womb of my mother, you pulled me out, you took me out. The Omer, and it says, Gazi Nizrech Vashlichi. Which means Gazi is like to cut, Nizrech is like your crown or your head, your hair, Ashikhi, and throw it on the side. So here we see the word Gazi to take me, and we see the word Gazi with the word Nizrech, which is the hair, the head, So you were formed in the mother's womb from the head. You were starting with the head, and then the body formed afterwards. Therefore, the head's the most important part. Avashalom Rabbi Tiburo. Umshaleach Shorsho Eilech Veilech. That you start as a stomach, as a midsection, and the body kind of grew on both sides until you had everything else formed on top and on the bottom afterwards. And therefore, that's what Machlokas Navi. Maybe we argue about where should you measure from based upon where the creation of the person begins from. Where is it not necessarily? If you take my Avashol, you can even say that Avashol even agrees that it starts from the head. Nevertheless, it still says you measure from the belly. Akadokam Avashol, Ella Inyan. Yitzira. Maybe Avshal only said, I'm sorry, Avshal only held that the tiburo of the stomach is how the birthing part, how the body is formed. The mitzar vlad mitzusa mitzar. When the vlad is formed, it's fashioned in mitzusa from the middle part of mitzia, from the middle part it's fashioned. Regarding its life source, maybe Avshal only agrees that the baby is formed from the stomach and then extends both top to bottom. You might agree that regarding a life, your life really is from your nose. If sin calls shared shemas ruch apchay v'apa, whoever has the neshama of life in his nose, and therefore you don't can't necessarily assume that Avashol would agree that you should measure from the belly. Could be he agrees that the belly is where the baby is born from, but the life source is really the nostrils, as we find in the sukkah. Therefore, we can't be so short of linking my focus with the other makos. Lozer ben Yaakov omiri makom shenasa chalal mitzavaro. My time, Mother Melos Ben Yaakov, why does he say that? Let's say so sach al savarei chalalei rishim. To put you by the necks of the wicked who were killed. We see over here, the word chalalei and the word savar are connected. And therefore, if I'm going to call the pasuk, you're going to call chalal, 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 the neck is what determines the person to be chalal, so the pasuk provides it and determines it. Okay, go further. Almost done. Right now, if it's happening here, it's going to be like today's daf. We're up to that work we're doing today. We're not ahead at all right now. I mean, I'll do a few more lines up here to get in the middle of the next album, and then we'll stop. So we need to stay a little bit ahead of the game. What's that? But these next big dots are very, very good. And this one, they're hard to adopt, these ones. They're harder to understand. It's a lot of confusing things. The ones that come in over here.
2 days.
What's that?
We have to do one more day
with
like
extra
three
almonds. Right. Right. Or we could do is we'll figure it out. We'll decide later. Maybe we'll do like late night learning. Just to kind of squeeze it in there. Not to deliver what we're doing it right now. A few more lines and then we'll stop. We'll get to the middle there somewhere at least. Mission's over here. This is Zikne Yisrael, the whole process we had is the kingdom. Again, who is this kingdom? Again, we said, who is this kingdom? Where is Zikne Yisrael? Remember? Where did they come from? The base, which basin? Where is Zikne Yisrael? Remember, we had Zikenecha, Shoftecha. Where did they come from? Basin of Yishalayim. Right? How many were there? Either 3 or 5 or 71. Right? We had a Bozman Yaakov, I think. Is that what it was? Bozman Yaakov? Bozman Yaakov is 71 even we had, right? That's where they come from. So we have 3 opinions. Once they leave, they measure, and they leave. They measure and they say, okay, this is how far you should get to. This is a city over here, and that's the one that's closest to, and they walk out. Now what happens next? So Ziphthru Zikne Yisrael, Baal Chulen, Zikne Osoa Ir. And instead, now you have Zikne Osoa Ir come. The big people of that basin, that particular, not the 71 basin, but the one of the towns closest, they come. They bring with them some cattle, an egla, a calf that has not yet never pulled an ol yoke. But by the way, if add a mum, it's no problem. A mum would not ruin it. A blemish would not ruin this animal from being egla rufa. They bring it down to this place called Nachal Esan, which was an unworked area of a. We'll see in the Esan Kamasho. Esan means, like what it means, kashet, means a very hard, you know, part of land. Where else we have, the other one was very hard land. We had a horn. That's something was a hard land.
Israel.
Which part of Israel? Hebron was a very hard, rocky land, he said. Even though it's 7 times better than?
That's part of
Mitzrayim, even, right? Excellent. Apple peach, you know, Esan kosher. Even if it's not Esan, it's not so strong, it's still kosher. So ideally, the better protection. The Rashi here says, the chachilut should be strong, it's not, it's still kosher place to do this. But or for those of the kofits, you cut it from, you chop it from behind with a kofits, like a machete, like a big, strong knife, like a shechti knife. You whack it from behind and you kill the animal. And that place where the animal dies, the animal's killed, you cannot plant there anymore, you can't work the land anymore, that place has to remain unworked. But I can comb out flax. I can comb flax over there. I can chisel out stones from that area, but I can't work the field itself. I can do work on the field, but I can't work the field. I can't improve the field. I can't plant in the field. The place where this egla rufa happened, the kingdom of this, of that basin city, go and they wash their hands in that place. Go and they say, our hands didn't spill his blood and our eyes didn't see anything. What thought would you even come up on your mind to think that they did spill blood? There's a Canaan. We had the word number twice already. It's our third time seeing it. That's what they say. These words are what Lashon HaKodesh. That's why the whole thing we can start with with Lashon HaKodesh is this part. El Shaloba Liadenu. The word Allah is taking off this up. Liadenu. It did not come to our hands. This guy did not come our way, and we just like kicked him out. We didn't see him and leave him. The Kohanim over the Kohanim were there. Say, Kohanim were there, and also this is on Lashon HaKodesh. We say, Kaper la Amcha Yisrael Asher Panis Hashem Valtite Dam Naki Bekerev Amcha Yisrael. That's a part of the pasuk. That's what they said. Kohanim respond. They say that this should be a kapara for your nation Israel, that Hashem you redeemed. And do not allow dam naki, innocent blood, to be spilled. Be careful, Amcha Yisrael. The next part of the pasuk, which point out of here, lohayu tzrichim lomar v'nikaper lehem adam. That is in the pasuk. It says v'nikaper lehem adam. That's not what they said. They didn't say that. Ruach HaKodesh b'vas artan. Ruach HaKodesh is informing us. Imasai shetasu kacha adam miskaper lehem. When you do this, if you go through this process and you look after people, and you go through the process, and you make sure that no one is left alone, then dam is mischaper, then this dam will be forgiven. Okay. Last part for now. It says the Mishnah Gemara, v'hei mum posel be'egla, mikal v'chomer. The mum, yeah, we said before in the Mishnah that the egla rufa, it can have a mum. It's allowed to have a mum. It cannot have an ol, you can't have worked it, but it can have a blemish, and it's still considered okay to be egla rufa. It says the Gemara, why? Shouldn't it be possible for Egla Rufa if it has a moon? Kalvachomer, Uma Parash ain't Hashem posel, but moon posel, but when it comes to the year, Paraduma, there is no, it doesn't pass out of kosher based on how old it is. If it's older, it's still considered kosher Paraduma. Again, the years are not poselit, but a moon is poselit, a moon posel Paraduma. Egla, the Egla Rufa, Shashadim posel, but that if it's too old, it is posel. Rashi says here, it's got to be a year old, not more than a year. More than a year old, it's a puzzle for Egla Rufa. So therefore, Egla Rufa becomes puzzle quicker than Paraduma becomes puzzle. So therefore, if Egla Rufa becomes puzzle quicker than Paraduma becomes puzzle, and Paraduma becomes puzzle with a moon, so Edo did say, hey, moon puzzle, but shouldn't the moon puzzle also be Egla Rufa? Again, if Egla Rufa becomes puzzle quicker because the years ruin Egla Rufa, but do not ruin the Paraduma, then if a moon ruins Paraduma, then of course the moon should ruin the Egla Rufa. Fair Kal V'chomer. Mara says, true, logical, but incorrect anyways. Why? Not based on life, it's an apostle. This is Gemara. Shani Hasan Damar Kura Asher Ein Ba Mum. Our favorite Ba. I don't want to give you flashbacks to the days, but Ba means Dafi, here is the rule. It says, by Ezra, for here there is no Mum. Meaning, here you can't have a Mum, and if you have a Mum, it'll be a problem. It'll be a problem. But Ba Mum Posel, there, here, meaning here in Paraduma, a Mum would ruin it. So the Ba limits the soul of a moon only to where it's written. It's written by Paraduma. So Ba, Paraduma, moon possible, but not Egla Rufa. The Kal V'chomer is logical, but the pasuk tells you otherwise. Well, me'ata, based on what you just said, lo yushar avodas posel Ba, then other avodas should not possible the Paraduma. The Paraduma said, I'm really puzzling to you inside right now. Listen to the words. Ready? It says, it never had an ol on top of it. Which sounds like what ruins a paraduma? Mum and an ol, yoke, a yoke. What about a non-yoke malacha? Wouldn't ruin the paraduma at all. Should not ruin it. What does it say by Egla Rufa? It says, Vaya ira kurva ela halal, vela kuzik ne ira hi. It was never worked. It never pulled an ol. It never worked for me. It didn't do any work at all. And didn't pull an ohm. So we see over here that, again, Asher lo ubad ba. How do we know that a par aduma, any work ruins it? From Egla Rufa. Egla says the word ba. Shalo ubad ba. So if ba is going to limit moving, it's the left again, the par aduma was. Asher ain ba moom, there was no moom in it. And therefore, there can't be moom in Egla Rufa, but there can't be par aduma. So I should also say back that the par aduma should be able to have other work besides an ohm on it. The source for no work is the word ba by, sorry, is the word asher lo ubad ba. By Egla Rufa, and we learn Zer Shava over, we'll see in a minute, over to Par Aduma. But I shouldn't be able to, but over here tells me, that's over here, lo ubad. It didn't do any work at all. That's the Gemara's question. I'm looking at the Gemara's question right now. El Me'atza, lo yeshar avodos subos ba. No other work should ruin the Par Aduma. And yet we know, Alama, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Iniach ala uda shal sakin, suba. Ube Egla, Asha Tim Shoch. It's Zer Yehuda's name of Rav. You placed upon the Par Aduma, an Uda Shal Sakin, which is like a bunch of bags, like a group of bags. These little cloths, little bags. Not a lot of work, not a heavy lift, but a little bit. And it did a little bit of work, or you put a little bit of a masui on top of it, that passes it. For an Egla Rufa, has to actually pull it a little bit. It's be mashta. Adche Timash Tim Shok. It's got to be pulled a little bit. But over here, what do you see? That the din of a par aduma is any avoda whatsoever. Even if you put any burden on it, even not an ol, even a small, little burden, it also passes it. How do we know? Because it says by Egla Rufa, Asher lo ubad. And we learn in Zer Shav, Egla Rufa over to par aduma. But it says lo ubad ba. It says the word ba by Egla Rufa. So ba should stop us from carrying it over. As we said, by par aduma, doesn't carry boom over to Egla Rufa. So which it stops to carry over any work to Par Aduma. Which is no, shiny par is different. The Alfina old Egla Rufa. We learn not par from Egla Rufa because of the Xerisha of Ol. Well, I understand. Egla Nami takes the Ol be para. Why don't we learn out the other way also? That therefore the Ol should bring the Mum of Para onto the Egla. It should also be a problem to Mum. Or it's no, Chalim Rahman Abba. Because the Torah says Ba by Par Aduma. Yeah, but Egla Nami ksiv Ba. So have a look at it, man. They both said the word "bub." They both have the word "old" written by them. But I'm making a one-way comparison. Again, one more time. Here are some rules we have. We have the Egla, and we have the Para. They both said the word "old," and the pasuk over here describes Para Duba as the word "mum" written by it, and Egla says over here "lo ubad," which means any type of avoda by it. We say this is Zer Shavu, and we have the word "bub" by both of them. Lo ubad ba goes both directions. Any work at all ruins a para. Mum does not go. Stops over here. Doesn't attach to Egla. Egla Rufa can have a mum, it's still kosher. Why? That's the word ba. Yeah, but it also has the word ba. Yeah? Does the Gemara? No, different. Why? Says. This over here, the word ba over here, is trying to teach us the following halacha. That lo ubad ba, it limits certain things from avoda being done. It doesn't limit para. Para, that's right. This lo ubad ba tells you it's a psul if there was avoda here and also here. But somewhere else there's no psul. Where else is there no psul, he says? There's no psul if you didn't work by kachim. If you had an animal that was kodesh and work was done with that animal, that would not ruin, that would not hassle the animal from being able to be given as a korban. Work does not ruin a korban. Again, you buy that, eat that word ba, we're here to limit the iser or the psul of work by kachim. Lo pasul b'avoda, because kachim, they do not become pasul if you worked an animal and either before or afterwards you made a kodesh, you can still offer it as a korban. The marshal says it's not so pasul. Sorry, doesn't mean I would have thought to say lazy bukal chomer me egla. I would have to say that you learned out that you should have learned out again. You have now over your egla to case of kachim. I would have thought that this should apply to kachim. That the psu of ubad should apply to kachim as well. Why would you think that? Kal chomer. How's it kal chomer? Well, Again, egla rufa. If it has a mum, it's fine. It's still kosher. But kach should have a mum, they're not kosher. Which means what becomes possible quicker? Kachim. And therefore, whatever possible egla rufa should possible kachim also. Like, for example, work. The kal v'chomer, right? Kachim should mum posel, but ain't a din shab. Both posel, man? We say, not so fast. Even if I could ask and say, Mala Eglah Shekeim Shana Poslos. To be a Kalb Chomer, to be always Kalb, always Chomer. Right now we think that Kachim becomes possible quicker because of a Mum, but it's not true because Eglah has something that the Kachim does not have. What does Eglah have? An age limitation. Remember you had before Eglah is more possible than Parah because Parah has no age limitation, but Eglah does. So maybe we could say that, no, I can't do a Kalb Chomer. I don't need a possible to tell me, but don't apply something to Kachim because Kachim anyways are not always more machmir in their Pesul. For example, age knocks out Eglah Rufa, and age not knock out Kachim. Again, Mala Eglah Shekein Shana Posuba. What's over here? Is that true? That Kachim has no age limit? It does. How to Kachim? We like a deposit of Lushanim. But by Kachim, there are some. Who does not have some Kachim that have Shana that ruin it? For example, Rashi puts out over here some interesting Sulim that come up by Kachim with years, Korban Pesach, Korban Chatas. They both have to be only a year. And more than a year than the puzzle. So we do have some cases that are in fact year-based as well. And therefore, keeps the chra lahana kachim deposit bushanim. So therefore, I have now kachim, which is more machbir than rufa. How? Mum is more machbir than rufa. Some also have shanim rules like Eglah Rufa. So therefore, this is always more machbir. And therefore, if it's possible for avoda, like I'm not to make a puzzle for kachim, also for avoda. We say, bah. No, don't apply the din of mum to kachim. So now we have a reason why buzz used. Buzz used up to protect the application of avoda to kachim. And therefore, it's not limiting us from saying that the rule of avoda also applies to parah. Buzz is a limiting word. As we saw in the first paragraph, so it's got base. But it limits not everything, but something. What does limit? Limits kachim. Whereas over here, it says, are you sure about that? We're almost done. We're getting there. Very close. Very close. Very close. The kachim is possible to avoda mehachanafka. This is how I know that kachim. I need the word ba to tell me that avoda doesn't possible. It. I knew it from elsewhere. But hachanafka, I knew it from a different source. It says iveres o shavur o charutz o yabelas o garab o yalefes lo sagriu el Hashem. These are all names of different psulim that we have: blind, broken, maimed. Yabelas, like according to Rashi, means like it's got a growth on it. I think not even actually means a wart nowadays. Scabbing or other growths on it. Yalefes is some other disease that some other disease that it has that has no refuah to it. These things you can't offer to Hashem. What does it imply? These you can't offer, but you can offer kachim that will work. So here I have already another source. I don't need the word ba to tell me that doesn't apply to kachim. I already know you can doesn't apply to kachim because we have another source that says that kachim, as long as there's no mum, you can offer any animal for kachim. Which means right now, a ba once again is available. If it's available, then if it's available, should I do with it now? It's available. Actually, it doesn't apply to paradum anymore. I mean, once I have ba that needs to be used somewhere, it's going to be knocking out paraduma. We said, no, it's not a kachim. I don't need it's not a kachim. I already knew kachim for something else. This puzzle here tells you these things are puzzle, meaning avoda is not puzzle. So now buzz available again. Or says, no, Istra, I still need it. Why? Look, I mean, I would have to say, honey, mili hecha de avi ban avoda's heter. Well, what is Istra able that leads through so tzricha? Maybe you'll tell me, no, avoda's heter, I need the puzzle for, that's what I puzzle with it above. Maybe you'll tell me if you didn't avoda Istra with it, that for sure would be a problem. And therefore, that definitely, like for the Rashi here brings down some examples. Avoda's Istra, like for example, Shabbos, but working on Shabbos or working as kilayim animals, mixed animals together, maybe there you'll tell me that would definitely make it puzzle. So ba means no, that working doesn't make it puzzle. Even working like that wouldn't make it puzzle. You can still offer from like that. And therefore ba is needed for that case. But no, I don't need it for that case either. But now me mihacha nafka. I learned from a different case. The puzzle we had above. The puzzle the parak we had earlier on, Likra puzzle, a parak chav days. And later on in that two later, we have the puzzle here that says that from a non-Jew you should not offer these. This is bread to Hashem. We call Eila from all of these. It means these you don't offer, But you can offer either you can be makir animals that were worked even by Isser. So already new ones that would be better you could offer. Even by Isser you could offer them. So once again, Ba'al's not Isser anymore. I don't need Ba'al anymore. Because I already know you don't offer, you're allowed to offer animals for kachim that would work better, that would work Isser. So once again, there's no reason anymore for the din of Ba'al. Tell me that animals that were worked, you still can offer to kachim. Or says, no, I do. It's because the last part of the Mustafa. So that would mean I would have to say, Hani Milehecha, the Abba Ban Kishen Chulin. Aval. Abba Ban Kishen Kachim, Emelisru. And therefore, it's Richa. What would you think to say? Maybe the din over here is that only when these animals were working, either Behetra or Isser, when they were still in a state pre sanctified, pre Kachim. Then we say the rule that you can still offer the Korban. Maybe you'll tell me, though, if it was already say the Kedusha. At me, you designated for it to be a korban, and then you still worked it, behetra, or even beisur as well. Maybe you tell me there that's a pasulit. So the word ba'al and says no, avoda in any way, at any point in time is not pasul kachim. And once I use ba'al for that reason, so now paraduma is available. I can learn lahubad even to paraduma.